Farm runoff isn't just polluting Vermont lakes and streams. Nitrate from manure and fertilizer is also polluting private drinking wells. A recent investigation by VPR found that nitrate levels exceed safety standards in private drinking wells in nearly 30 Vermont towns. When a well is found with high levels of nitrate, neighbors are often left in the dark, as VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
4 years ago, nitrate from manure in Sutton, Vermont, contaminated public drinking water there. All the residents on the water system received a written alert.
Drinking water contamination alert, Sutton Water System. Levels of nitrate above drinking water standards. Do not give the water to infants or prepare infant formula or juice with the water.
This is the letter Ellen Pardoring with the Agency of Natural Resources says the feds required that her department send. Nitrate over the safety standard can be fatal for babies who drink it and may be carcinogenic. Pardoring's alert went out because that farm's runoff contaminated public drinking water. But 40% of Vermonters have private drinking wells. And when farm runoff contaminates those wells with nitrate, the Agency of Agriculture says it can't notify neighbors.
The private well owner essentially becomes our client, and that information becomes theirs.
Carrie Jaguer oversees the groundwater monitoring program, which was developed in the 1980s.
When the rules were written by the legislature, their protection was asked for. Folks didn't necessarily want to see their property value diminish based on a sample result that they didn't ask for.
Instead of notifying neighbors of a possible threat, the agency says it assesses the area surrounding the contamination. If they think a neighbor's well may also be contaminated, they ask that neighbor to allow them to test their well. I asked Jaguer about that process.
What the assessment is of the surrounding geology or the, you know, whether or not there are neighbors that need to be contacted and whether when you knock on their door you find somebody, is that documented somewhere?
Probably not. We have a very small staff. We're used to getting things done, not proving that we've got them done.
VPR reviewed the case files for three farms with wells over the safety standard for nitrate. Two contained no records of any effort to assess geology or identify vulnerable neighbors. In both cases, sampling records also show the agency never tested neighbors' wells.
If the agency isn't even documenting its basic approaches, let alone making them public, then there's a huge problem there.
Chris Killian is director of the Vermont Office of Conservation Law Foundation. He sees a conflict of interest in the Agency of Agriculture's historic mission lobbying for farms and its current role regulating them. He wants lawmakers to give the Agency of Natural Resources jurisdiction over farm pollution.
The Agency of Natural Resources would not act in that way. US EPA would not act in that way. There's a broader public interest at play here.
Meanwhile, inside the Agency of Agriculture, staff seem confused about the agency's role and responsibilities. I recently sat with Carrie Jaguer and his boss, Jim Leland.
If a farmer's drinking water has high nitrates, but his neighbors don't, is that okay? You're satisfied?
Jaguer, who supervises the program monitoring nitrate, answered first.
So that's up to the farmer to decide what to do with the water. Some folks have installed filtration systems. If it's my well that's been tested and you let me know there's nitrate in it, the agency can't impose a remedy.
But we could, yeah. We could impose a remedy, but
Jaguer's boss corrected him.
If it's over the standard, we're going to continue to sample and analyze, especially if it's an on-farm water supply. We have all the authority in the world to do that.
Leland points out that by law, the agency can require the farm cease or change otherwise acceptable practices that may be polluting groundwater. But this misunderstanding may affect how the agency manages contamination. Of the 64 wells that tested over the safety standard in Vermont, 12 have never been followed up on. There have been some changes since VPR began its investigation. Officials at the Agency of Agriculture and the Department of Health say they're working together on a memorandum of understanding. It would solidify communication between the agencies. The goal is to make sure the public gets essential information when farm contaminants like nitrate put health at risk. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.